Labor Day deals are looking good at Lowe's. Save $10 on 1 gallon cans and $50 on 5 gallon pails of select interior paint via rebate. Plus, get two 2.5 quart or 3 quart Mums for just $8. A fresh look and savings? Even better. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Mum sizes vary by location and exclude Alaska and Hawaii. See store or Lowe's.com for more details.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
All right, Brittany, step on up here for a second here.
Already. Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
I got to take a deep breath here.
Okay, I have no idea what this is about.
Let me give you the option here. Do you want to, do you feel ready for an uncomfortable situation?
I feel so ready, and if our boss is listening right now, I'm supposed to be meeting with him. I'm busy with the Burt Show.
Yeah, blame it on
me. Just
so
he knows.
That's cool. Everybody else just blames it on me.
Well, if you're ready, then take off your pants.
All right.
Okay, that is uncomfortable.
That is creepy.
Lord. Put yours back on. Okay.
In the interest of honesty.
Okay.
And this is just...
And I'm always honest with you, Burt.
Liar. You just lied right there. And this is coming from me and me, solely me, okay? I feel the need to, like, stick up for my friend Jen Javi for a second.
Okay.
With you. The other day when, on Monday, you know, we're talking so much about her engagement and all that.
Yeah.
She came in here, she was all stoked to tell everybody about it, and we were all excited for her. And then she tells you about it, and then you immediately go on Twitter, and I'm looking for the exact tweet.
Okay, first of all, that's not true. That's not how it happens.
Okay, all right. Well, let me explain what I...
Do you want me to tell you what the tweet said? Because I know what it said.
Okay. Because this happened right after Jen, I think, told you that
it
she was...
It happened before. It happened while I was still at home, while I was listening to the radio.
Okay.
What station were you listening to?
She's full on the fish.
And, you know, and the reason why I didn't say specifically or anything is because it's not about you at all. It's all about me. You know, my tweet.
Yes, it is.
My tweet said, "Kind of depressed by a friend's good news today. That's a bummer," and it is. And the reason that it's a little depressing for me, and I'm so happy for you. And I came in and I said, "I'm so happy for you. Congratulations!" And I looked at your ring and everything, and I am happy for you. I'm just so sad for me, but for a couple of reasons. And one of them is because I'm single. And over 30. And, you know, I would like to not be single. And I just haven't had less than zero luck in dating in Atlanta in the last, you know, 6 months to a year.
All right. So let me pause you there for just 1 second before we hear the rest of it.
Okay.
Because my question really was, in looking at your tweet, I was wondering if you were going to make a blanket statement about women in the very same situation. Publicly, will they tell the woman that just got engaged they're very happy for him, but privately on the inside, are they really sort of like bummed for themselves? Is your situation...
Well, it's more than that. It's not like I just heard like, oh, somebody got engaged and it was really cool. Like Jen had this elaborate, awesome engagement story, right? And don't make me cry on the radio, okay? But it wasn't just that you got engaged. It was also that he brought up your whole family and he flew down to see your family and his family was there. And like...
Hit you on a couple of different levels.
Well, yeah, like I, and for some reason this year more than any, why am I crying?
Because you're on the Burt Show.
That's what we do. It's okay.
Did we have one of the interns mace you before you came on? Because that's normally how it goes.
That's the standard.
This year more than any other time in my life, it's really bugged me that I don't have that family.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You and I share that. We've had a lot of conversations about that.
I'm not an ugly crier, but I have an ugly crying voice.
I'm a way ugly crier. That should make you feel better. You could be like, well, she's engaged, but she's ugly when she cries.
It just, you know, family would be like, oh, eh, whatever. You know, like, I doubt that my family, if I had a wedding here, would even fly out to the wedding. Like, my dad might.
Mm-hmm.
My mom definitely wouldn't. My grandparents probably wouldn't.
Here's what fascinates me about women. It really does. Like, because guys, we're so basic. We're so basic. I think I've given the analogy before. We're checkers. Women are chess. We're dogs. Women are cats, you know, because you're always thinking and stuff. Like, how one thing in somebody else's life can a woman can take a look at and not only relate to herself, but it can be so powerful and either so depressing. And it just brings all these sort of like the perfect storm of depression to you based on her happiness.
And again, it sort of struck a chord that was already there. So I was already kind of bummed out about it. And then that just was additional sort of on top of it. Mm-hmm. So ugly crying voice. So that's, I mean, that's what it was about. And that's why I didn't say anything to you, because I didn't want my weirdness about it to infringe on you in any way. And I tweeted about it, but I tried not to be too specific about it. And some people knew, obviously, what I was talking about. But
it's
I didn't
guess.
Well, you know, but I didn't want to connect it to her in any way. Even if you knew what I was talking about, I didn't want to, you know what I mean?
How could it not be, though?
It could be about anything. My best friend is pregnant again. It could be about that.
Are you bummed about that?
So there. No, I'm actually excited about that. I'm more excited than she is. And she, to be fair, talking to her about this situation afterwards, she said, well, if it makes you feel any better, if anyone ever wanted to get engaged to you, they would have to fly here and talk to me and get my permission first.
Wendy, let me ask you the same question then. So if a girlfriend of yours gets engaged, you're initially happy, but is there always a little sadness, like just a twinge of sadness, like why not me?
I think it's, I don't know if it would be sadness. It's just a little bit of reflection on where you are in your relationship status. I mean, you know, you're single.
I think that goes back to the whole like timeline thing that women like really put a lot of pressure on themselves.
But I'm not as upset. I never even thought about it. I was just super excited for Jen to find a really good guy. So I didn't even think about me in that situation.
I'm just curious from a guy's perspective, because you're making this about women and guys are simple. Now, if it was something about some guy that, I don't know, because guys are usually focused on money, like he lands a great job or whatever. Like, I'm trying to think of something where you would compare yourself. You would compare yourself.
Go ahead. I know an example. They do it with that guy, Scooter Braun. I've heard you guys in here talking about him. By 30, that guy's going to be making this much money and that kind
of
thing.
It's not a good analogy because I'm not a friend of his.
But I think Melissa's right.
I think we're like more acquaintances.
But see, I think it's different. I'm not jealous of him or have hatred for him. Like, if I'm saying
that. I'm
not jealous or do I have hatred? I mean, okay, I'm maybe a little jealous.
But it's when we say about guys,
but I have no hatred. I'm not upset with Jen. I'm not mad at anybody.
There you are.
But
when
I
she was not. You said you said you hated her.
I did
several
not.
Times. You say that every day.
I actually think Melissa. I think there might be some truth in what you're saying.
Because I just think that you're looking at it from women because this is one of our goals in life. But I think for guys, money is your big success. Is your big goal, and I do think that guys get intensely jealous of other guys who are more successful than them, at a similar point in life.
I think I could probably say that would be, if my friend Terrence called me today and said that he hit the lottery and he won $100 million, I would initially be stoked, but then there would definitely be some jealousy.
And would you send a tweet out that said, you know, a friend of mine just had some great news, and it kind of bummed me out, hate to say, you know, whatever. I mean, you're just sending, you know.
It's not a bad analogy. I don't know that I would do it, but I understand better now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Maybe it's just, yeah.
It's just like Jim was saying.
Stuff.
It's like you kind of self-reflect on what your goals in life were, and somebody's hit it, and you may not have. It makes you feel bad. If you've hit your goal in life, you don't even think about it, you know?
Maria wants to be on The Voice Disguiser. Hey, Maria.
Hey.
Good morning.
Good morning. I don't really think that it's that weird that she felt sad about it. You know, I mean, it's definitely, you start to think about where you are in life and stuff like that. Good way to call her out. But, you know, I mean, you know, if one of your friends gets pregnant and, you know, you want babies, or if one of your friends gets engaged and, you know, you want to be, I mean, it just kind of depends. I think it's normal. I mean, I think she's happy for her, but I mean, it does kind of show you where you are in your life sometimes. And I think it's totally normal.
I mean, so really what we're saying is people at the very base are very narcissistic. So while there might be great things going on around them, still you relate it to you and how it affects your situation.
Well, I think people have insecurities, and the things that you're confident about, it does not affect you. But the things you're insecure about or things you're frustrated by, something, you know, it could take very little to kind of spark it up and make you upset about it, you know?
Hey, Ashley, good morning. You're on The Burt Show.
Good morning. I was just listening to everybody and really, really empathizing with Brittany. I'm 27, but I totally feel her. I have a girlfriend that just had another baby. I have another girlfriend that's getting married in August. And as happy as I am for them, it definitely makes you reflect about where you are and the things that you want. And it can be a little a little bumming. So, and I don't think it's necessarily a reflection of any insecurity or makes you a bad person or what have you, but it's just a different, it's different because Wendy was saying, oh, well, that never even occurred to me. Wendy's only 25.
No, it's so different because you're 27.
I did agree with you. No, like, I agree with her. I said it was a reflection. It's not going to bum me out about where I am at in life. It's a reflection. You're always going to reflect back when somebody else gets great news, whether that's you have a bumming feeling about it, you have a great feeling about your life where you're at. That's just differences in people. So it's just a reflection.
I think what's hard is, I guess what's hard is if it's a really good friend. Like, I mean, Brittany and I are work acquaintances and I would consider us sort of work friends. But if it were a best friend, mm-hmm. like I would question that girl who just called. I would question her friendship with her friends who are having babies and getting married. Because if you're really not happy for them, truly, and you're really just focused on yourself, then you're not really their friend. Like, you're really not a friend if you can't be happy for another friend. Like, I have plenty of children who had successful first marriages and are on their second and third babies. And I've never not been happy for them having a baby, even mm-hmm. in the midst of going through a divorce when I was several years ago. Like, I still was happy for my closest friends when good things happened to them.
But do you think if you put Brittany's emotions and you tag them onto your best friend, you would be really disappointed that she had any thought at all mm-hmm. that, oh, bummer, it's not me?
Yes.
You would be.
I'd be the same way.
If it makes me sad about me, does that mean I can't be happy for you? Are those things mutually exclusive? Because I don't feel like they are. I'm very happy for you. I'm very excited for you. But looking at your situation, I'm like, wow, like if I were put in that situation, it would be so different. Like, and a lot of it was about family than about the engagement.
I can understand what you're saying.
So it doesn't mean that I'm not happy for you. And, you know, I think that if, you know, a friend of yours gets pregnant and you really want to have a baby, it might make you sad, but that doesn't mean that you're not happy for that other person. Like, I think that those two things can exist simultaneously. You can still love and be happy and be super excited for that person and be a little sad for yourself.
I'm so happy I'm a guy. I love my penis.
I'm jealous of your
that.
Penis.
You should save that. Both of
save all of that.
I think you've really struck a chord because most women are calling up saying the same thing, that publicly you're like really happy, but there's a twinge of how about me and my needs underneath it all with anything
that... It's not even like that. It's not even like me, give me me. It's just a sadness. It's just like...
I think what stood out is normally you tweet so positively and you put so much, you put sunshine and rainbows into the universe.
Well, and then there's an additional bad feeling for feeling bad at hearing a friend's good news. So then you feel bad additionally on top of that.
Damn, you're bad squared.
Need some positivity.
I know.
Don't two negatives make a positive?
Yes.
What do 70 negatives make?
I don't know.
The Burt Show.
So I say, I heard we have ourselves a great movie.
Audiences are going loony for Coyote vs. Acme.
Couldn't agree more.
And critics are calling it a wildly entertaining movie.
I'm here for the innie and any pantsless modeling gig.
Ingenious.
Exactly.
Chaotic comedy fun.
Exactly.
A family-friendly blockbuster.
Yeah, of course.
And pure movie magic.
Pretty flattering. Think things like this make us look pretty good in the public eye.
Beep, beep.
Coyote vs. Acme. In theaters August 28th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG.
Knix, that's K-N-I-X, leak-proof underwear, is made for real life. Because when your day is already full, your underwear shouldn't be something you have to think about. Knix gives you reliable leak-proof protection that fits seamlessly into your routine. For periods, for light bladder leaks, for workouts, for everyday freshness. Knix leak-proof underwear comes in a range of absorbencies, from light to ultra. So if you need a little backup or all-day protection, there's a pair for you. Unlike bulky protection, Knix feels barely there with soft fabrics, moisture-wicking layers, and anti-odor technology that keeps you feeling fresh and confident. Wear them to work, running errands, traveling, even overnight. Plus, they're machine washable, so you can wear them again and again. Find your perfect level of protection at knix.com and get 15% off with code FLOW15. That's knix.com, code FLOW15. That's knix.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
We got an email the other day, a staff email that is going to be so relatable to all of you guys in any office.
My favorite emails are the ones that come out when people are angry. As long as they're not directed at me.
Right.
Yeah. Those are the fun ones. Mm-hmm. And there is, we've had a series. I think the most famous one was Corey, who used to work at our radio station.
Gosh, yep. This was classic.
He had, he used to every morning bring in like waffles, you know, a little microwavable or toaster waffles. Mm-hmm. And he noticed that a couple times a week, his little 8-pack of waffles would just mysteriously go down to 6, but he didn't eat them.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So he waited for that to happen again, then sent out a mass email to everybody letting them know that he did something to the waffles.
Mm-hmm. Which is great because, you know, when you've got that craving and your mind is on it for 3 hours, like what you're going to eat in 3 hours, and you get to the fridge and you open it and it's gone.
And it's
somebody
gone.
Ate it.
Man.
Like a Hot Pocket?
Like the Hot Pocket.
Yeah.
Sometimes that'll happen.
So we got a similar email from Ronnie, who works in our business office here at the radio station. Mm-hmm. He's one of the business managers here at Q100 World Headquarters.
Yep.
Very mild-mannered. Mm-hmm. Quiet, moves around the office, takes care of business, very kind.
Dude's from like New Orleans, always happy, always ready for the next party.
Yes.
He's got some Cajun blood in him.
He loves life.
Yes.
He sent an email that is partially in caps, and you'll know what parts are in caps because I will speak louder because that's what caps means.
Okay.
To Ronnie Gondron from Ronnie Gondron to Allstat. Mm-hmm. Okay. For your information, someone stole my half of the wrap yesterday when I was out sick. I just wanted everyone to know that the reason it was in the fridge is because I ate half of it, then found something in it, and was going to bring it back to the restaurant where I purchased it. Mm. I wonder if that wrap is what made me sick. I truly hope whoever stole it enjoyed it, especially the surprise that I found in it. Ooh. P.S. From the Ten Commandments, number 8 is, thou shalt not steal.
Oh wow. Bringing up biblical verses.
Thanks. And this is how happy he is. This is how, like, chill. His email thing, his signature, is simply rock and roll.
Rock and roll!
So it says, thanks, comma, rock and roll. And you do have an obligation, people, if you're writing angry emails, to take a look at the auto signature and make sure they match, because he's writing
love
this.
Love is kind.
Yes. Like, life is like a butterfly of happiness.
Yeah, right. There's always something really wise at the bottom.
Yeah.
So I'm breaking up with you. Life is full of opportunity. Seize it when you can. What? No. So he may have wanted to change the signature. Rock and roll. But he signed it. And I asked him, I was walking down the elevator, you know, with him. And I was like, come on, let me know about the What was in there? And he's like, I ain't telling.
That's the smartest thing he could do.
So we're not really sure if there was something in there or not. Was he just sending a message?
It could have been a cockroach or something.
Could have been.
It doesn't matter. Like, the point is, whoever ate it is going to spend 72 hours
wondering
where the nearest bathroom is.
That's right. And I was staying near it.
He needed it, and maybe you will too. Surprise! Rock and roll!
The Burt Show.
Producer Tracy here. Their daughter is 1 now?
She will be 1 on the 30th. So, 6 days away from turning 1 year old. Wow. Cannot believe it went by
so crazy.
Fast.
I feel like you were pregnant yesterday.
I know. I do, too. And, I guess any parent will say the first year, your child's entire life just flies by. It's been the fastest year of my life. Pregnancy was the longest, and then this year was the fastest year ever.
It never goes away. Like, I had some older dude tell me when we were having our first one. It didn't make sense to me at the time, and I just thought he was, like, reading off a fortune cookie. But he said something like, the days go by slow, but the years go by fast with your kids. And I've got a 7-year-old now, and it is so true.
It is so true because you're trying. I mean, it's so hard on a day-to-day basis just trying to juggle everything that half the time you're looking at the clock thinking, oh, God, I wish it was bedtime. God, I wish it was bedtime. And it never gets there. But then, 11 and a half months has gone by and you're like, where's my newborn?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like, I have an actual, like, almost toddler now.
And she's a pretty amazing kid. And she's got this pretty wide vocabulary, right?
Yeah. I made a list just because, you know, that's what moms do. We keep up with the words that our kids are saying.
Well, that's what you do.
Okay, yeah, that's right.
No, I'm sure most moms probably do this.
Tracy's got a list of lists.
Well, right now she's saying 15 words.
That's good.
Okay.
Well, that's awesome.
She says mama, which was the very first word she said.
Of course it was. Yay. Look at the pride. Tracy's look at the so smile on her face.
Girl. Mama's girl.
Our cat's name is Cow, and we call him Cow-Cow. So she says Cow-Cow, ball, book, bye-bye, no, Kai for Kylie, which is her cousin, hooray. She goes, hooray. Hug, hi, go, come here, which is actually two words combined, clap, and she even will tell you what a cat says. She'll say, meow, and she'll say, quack, for what a duck does.
Of course.
What she will not say and refuses to say is dada.
She won't say dad or daddy
she
or dada?
She will not say dad, daddy, dada, nothing.
Now,
she
keep in mind that the hubby here, daddy, is around the house all day long.
He's with her
baby.
More than I am.
Yeah.
And he's probably the most involved father that I have ever met. So,
it's going to hurt his feelings.
Well, it didn't hurt. I mean, he was understanding until my mother pointed out that dada is supposed to be the easiest word for a baby to say.
So it's just like rubbing it in.
No. Yeah.
Do you really feel that bad about it?
Right. Now, is this a source of pride for you, or are you really feeling bad for your husband?
I was happy when mama was her first word. But now, I mean, she's adding words every single day, and it's getting to the point where, like, we're all at my mom's house, and, when she said hug, we're all like, don't tell Scott. Don't tell him that she has a new word. So now we're keeping everything quiet. And everybody else will say, Papa will say, okay, say Papa, Papa, Papa. And we're like, no. We're not allowed to add any more words to her vocabulary until she says dada, which is the easiest word for a baby to say.
What if she just comes out and says, Scott, bring me a bottle.
I could see her doing it. And I think at this point, she's doing it on purpose.
I think she's digging in at this point. I think it's like a dog also. Like when they know what you want, they're like, they're digging in like, no. Because I know that's the thing that you want more than anything else.
Yes, and I feel so bad for him. But
no, you don't.
I feel bad. Laughing through it. Be careful, because your next kid will only say dada for
that's
2 years.
Yes.
You
know?
Yeah, it will balance itself out, I bet, with number two.
Yeah.
That that child will only say dada.
Well, Scott will say, well, that's only because I wanted her to say mama first. So when you were at work, I was practicing with her, making her say mama.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, what about the other 14 words?
Here is Tracy. Good morning. You're on The Burt Show. What's going on?
Hey, guys. Not much. Listen, I was listening to the list of words, but I can't remember. Are there any words in there that have the duh sound? I mean, maybe she just has a hard time with that.
That's
what, letter.
Yes, and you're right. No, she has not said anything with the duh sound. So
well,
it could
duck.
Be. Did
she
say
duck?
No,
she's
quiet. I mean, there are times when it'll just be you with the baby. She could have said that when he wasn't there, right?
Yeah, I mean, I guess so, but I haven't heard it yet. I'm sorry.
She's almost saying it in a bragging way, too. I haven't heard it. It might have happened, but I haven't heard it yet.
I really do want her to say it, but so far not happening.
Mm-hmm. Amanda, good morning. You're on The Burt Show.
Good morning.
Hi.
I was just calling to let Tracy know I know exactly how she feels. I've got a 10.5-month-old, and she has this broad vocabulary and will not say dada at all.
Look at Tracy. Look at her. She's not even faking like she's bummed about it.
No, I'm proud that she has such an extensive vocabulary already, but I do feel bad. A little bit.
She's trying. I can say this. I can
really,
say this.
Really, really, I do.
I do feel bad. No, wait. I can do it. I do feel bad. No.
Not so much. No. Not really.
Hey, The Burt Show.
So I say, I heard we have ourselves a great movie.
Audiences are going loony for Coyote versus Acme.
Couldn't agree more.
And critics are calling it a wildly entertaining movie.
I'm here for the innie and any pantsless modeling gig.
Ingenious.
Exactly.
Chaotic comedy fun.
Exactly.
A family-friendly blockbuster.
Yeah, of course.
And pure movie magic.
Pretty flattering. Think things like this make us look pretty good in the public eye.
Beep, beep.
Coyote versus Acme in theaters this Friday. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG.
Knix, that's K-N-I-X, leak-proof underwear, is made for real life. Because when your day is already full, your underwear shouldn't be something you have to think about. Knix gives you reliable, leak-proof protection that fits seamlessly into your routine. For periods, for light bladder leaks, for workouts, for everyday freshness. Knix leak-proof underwear comes in a range of absorbencies, from light to ultra. So if you need a little backup or all-day protection, there's a pair for you. Unlike bulky protection, Knix feels barely there with soft fabrics, moisture-wicking layers, and anti-odor technology that keeps you feeling fresh and confident. Wear them to work, running errands, traveling, even overnight. Plus, they're machine washable, so you can wear them again and again. Find your perfect level of protection at knix.com and get 15% off with code FLOW15. That's knix.com, code FLOW15. That's knix.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. but Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Bird Show.
All right, so our summer reading list. Okay, this is more for each other, but what we're hoping is that you guys hear like some info on one of these books that we're suggesting for each other to where it'll help you get through that long vacation. Because when you get a good book, man, you're on vacation and you've got your go-to book when you're on the beach, you look more forward to getting on the beach.
Right.
All right? All right, so we have all of our names in a cup here, and I'll pull one out, and whichever Bird Show member gets picked today has to select summer reading books for the rest of the staff.
Mm-hmm.
Today it's going to be Wendy.
Wendy!
Yes. Wendy is choosing our summer reading books.
I was so excited because, honestly, I've got to be honest, I haven't read a book in a long time.
How long are we talking about?
I don't know.
Come on.
How old are you?
Let's take a second and let's try to figure it out.
Wendy, you know your reputation already. Are you really going to contribute to it?
It's too late. It's too late. It's too late at this
point. I'm being honest. I haven't read a book in a long time. So I've read magazines, all that kind of junk, Cosmo. Me and People Magazine, we go back. But I haven't read like a real novel book probably since college.
So when you had to?
When I had to read. And even then, I still read the Cliff Notes. So it's not like I read the entire novel.
I'm not a big reader either. I think I do it just to put myself to sleep. But I'm with you. I'm not a huge reader.
I'm just not. So when we had this assignment the other day, I was sitting in here and see, I'm like, I don't even know where to begin. So then I came up with a brilliant idea. I went to
this should be fun.
It's so awesome. I was like, I'm a genius.
Look how proud she is.
I know. I'm so excited. I can't wait to hear
you've labeled yourself a genius, and you said you haven't read a book in 10 years.
I know, because
she's on a roll. Shh.
This is what a brilliant person does. I mean, you just think of different ideas. No, so I went to Amazon.com, known for books and stuff, and I put in the
Is that what Amazon.com is? For books and stuff?
So. Really? I haven't been on the website until
Hey, will somebody remind me I owe Wendy an You're So Pretty hug later today?
No, so I went to the website, and I put in books, and then in the search thing, I just put each of your names. So for Jen, I just put J-E-N-N right into the search bar. And I picked the book that came first with your name.
Hey, let's hold on.
It's really clever.
Before we go too
clever. Come on,
it is. It's clever.
Before we go too far, let's give her at least credit for spelling Jen right.
That's right.
And Amazon.
I do spell it with two N's.
No, but I think it's a clever idea. Well, I'm curious to see now.
So you're not ready for brilliant yet, but you're going to give her clever. But we haven't reached brilliant status yet.
That was brilliant. Okay. That takes brilliancy. But no,
it takes what?
I don't think that's a word.
That's where
I don't think that's a word. There goes Melissa. She's left the studio.
Oh, no. I haven't read that dictionary. Melissa. Jeff is making me read this summer yet.
She meant brilliant size.
Okay. Go ahead.
Anyways, I'm just going through the books now. I'm just going to stop talking.
Okay.
For Jen, a book by Jen Schell. So the book is called Wet Confetti. I don't know what it's about, but it's by an author named Jen Schell.
You know on Amazon, when it has the list of the book, it has that if you scroll down just like half the page, it will tell you what that book
is.
I
didn't reading.
Get there. She's on a roll.
You didn't go that far.
So it's called Wet Confetti. It's from Jen Schell, S-H-E-L-L.
Mm-hmm.
All right, if you're in front of a computer right now,
can you help us out
and just tell us exactly what these books are? 1-877-588-BERT, B-E-R-T.
Here, I can look it up. I have the links up. Hang on a second.
No.
Let's just do that.
Yeah, you just go one at a time through the staff and we'll have virtual listeners.
Don't overwhelm yourself.
No, I have the links already. I can go right to the book. Here, hang on.
Oh, God.
I'll go. Oh, I didn't go right to the book.
Yeah, let's put this in the listeners' hands. Virtual listeners, help us out. So the first one we're asking you about is again called
Wet Confetti.
1-877-588-2378. That's your heart.
Oh. And then I put in Jeff, and a book by Jeff Lindsay came up. It's called Dexter is Delicious.
Okay.
Wendy, have you noticed that when you put in our names, the author is...
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. I just put in your first names.
Oh.
I didn't put in your last
name. The author is what?
Well, they're all like Jen's book was by a girl named Jen, and my book was by a guy named Jeff.
It's the first book that came up. Dexter is Delicious is what you're reading.
Dexter's Delicious.
All right, so we need a virtual listener.
What if it's a kid's book?
I don't care.
It was like a creeper on his vacation.
Yeah. Hey, Jen, I got news for you. I'm not really going to get that book.
Yes, you are.
Yes, you are.
sure. You said
assigned
you would.
Me the dictionary. I've got to learn.
Oh,
what...
you were so serious with your book selections, too.
Play along, Jeff. She has put a lot of time into this.
Yes. Dictionary man.
All right. So the next book that we need virtual listeners to help us out on is Dexter is Delicious.
Correct. Okay. And then Melissa, I put in your name. Okay. Melissa Marr is the author, and the book is called Love is Hell.
Love is Hell.
Love
okay.
is Hell.
Wow.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
I have a feeling I know what that book's about.
That one's a teen romance novel, I think.
All right.
So I did do some research on that one. And then Bert. I put in Bert.
Oh, I bet the author's name is Bert.
No, it's not.
Oh, damn it.
I wish everybody could have seen the look on your face. No, it's not.
Aren't you an idiot, Jeff?
You're
such an idiot.
You are such a stupid
dumbass.
What's this?
That
Herbert.
Was fantastic.
So,
okay, what's your
Wendy,
name?
What's the book?
So I just put in your name. And most of the books were analytical. So the first real book that came up is Bert Lloyd's Boyhood, A Story from Nova Scotia.
Oh, right on. I have been wanting to read that for the longest time.
Hey, Wendy, what continent is Nova Scotia on?
Canada.
Oh.
North America.
I love Wendy.
Don't answer questions.
Stop now, honey. Stop. There's only so much protecting we can do.
I'm already going to get the emails anyways. I just don't care. I really don't care.
I give you credit for how you chose these books. I really do.
Thanks,
oh, my
Melissa.
God. Our new intern is looking at you amazed that you're getting paid for this. Saying, there's
don't
so
sweat it.
Quit being mean.
It's not much. Don't worry about it.
Right.
Oh, my God. It's
not much.
Catherine, good morning. You're on The Bert Show. Do you know what wet confetti is all about?
I do. I'm looking at Amazon right now.
Okay.
So Wet Confetti is about, well, I'll just read the little brief two sentences. In this emotionally charged family saga, Kathleen is shocked to learn of her grandmother's wicked past from her great aunt Rose.
Dude, that doesn't sound awful.
That sounds actually really
it sounds
good.
Intriguing.
This didn't sound bad.
I'm
doesn't
excited.
Sound awful at all.
I'm going to definitely take that.
She's forced to make a decision that will determine the course of her future.
Okay.
So it's a fiction book, and it's like, when was it written? Is there a copyright?
2005.
So there you go.
Okay.
All right. We need to have the answers.
Thank you, Catherine.
I have the links right up here.
Well,
I'm putting them in.
That was the year she was born.
Here, I'm putting them in.
Okay, now we are looking for Dexter is Delicious and also Love is Hell. And what was the other one? Bert Lloyd's, what is it? Great
Bert
Adventure?
Bert Lloyd's Boyhood, A Story from Nova Scotia.
Okay. Mary Jane, can you help us out with Dexter is Delicious?
Yeah, have you heard of the HBO series Dexter?
Yes.
I'm sorry, at Showtime?
Yes.
That's what Dexter is Delicious is. Those novels are the ones that show is based on.
That's not, right. It's not a bad pick.
And I would probably read that.
It sounds like the Dexter. Headline to a male-seeking male Craigslist ad.
No, that doesn't sound like a bad book
no,
at the end
like
of the day.
That sounds like a good book, too.
All the Dexter books have these in them, like Darkly Dreaming Dexter.
Gotcha. Okay. Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you. Wendy, nobody calling about Love is Hell. You know what that is?
I've got the book up. It's a supernatural romance is the well-chosen theme of five original stories by many authors. I don't know.
Supernatural romance.
So
okay.
It's a teen romance.
Put supernatural
novel.
In there. I'll read it.
Okay. Because that really is sort of your genre.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Love is Hell. Cool.
That's not bad.
All right. Then, 3 for 3.
Hang on. Let me put in Bert Lloyd's
about
Boyhood.
Bert Lloyd's Joyride. What is this?
Boyhood. Not a Joyride. Boyhood. Let's see. Scrolling down.
I'm fairly certain we're not getting any calls because nobody is listening.
I don't know what it is.
That's not true. Hey, Wendy, before we wrap this up, will you put in your own name and see what book you would have to read for yourself?
Sure. Please hold. Wendy.
It's Wendy.
Oh,
I
know. Birds, me,
you're
boys.
So Adam's
me.
My book would be Wendy. There's a book called Wendy.
Okay.
Is it short?
Hang on. It doesn't say.
Poor little thing.
It doesn't say. I can't help it. It went to a different page.
You know what? Let's go back because we're at the end of the show. Let's go back. Wendy got a good score on her dancing and got a car. Yay!
Wendy, thank you
it's
for that.
It's 320 pages.
Oh, really? Okay. Thank
we'll
you for
put the suggestions up on thebertshow.com.
Now she's giving me that you're an idiot look.
Everybody knows that a book is 320 pages, Bert. Have you ever read a book before?
Sorry for disappointing you, Wendy.
Get it? The Bert Show.
So I say, I heard we have ourselves a great movie.
Audiences are going loony for Coyote versus Acme.
Couldn't agree more.
And critics are calling it a wildly entertaining movie.
I'm here for the Annie and any pantsless modeling gig.
Ingenious.
Exactly.
Chaotic comedy fun.
Exactly.
A family-friendly blockbuster.
Yeah, of course.
And pure movie magic.
Pretty flattering. Think things like this make us look pretty good in the public eye.
Beep, beep.
Coyote versus Acme. In theaters August 28th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG.
Knix, that's K-N-I-X, leak-proof underwear, is made for real life. Because when your day is already full, your underwear shouldn't be something you have to think about. Knix gives you reliable, leak-proof protection that fits seamlessly into your routine. For periods, for light bladder leaks, for workouts, for everyday freshness. Knix leak-proof underwear comes in a range of absorbencies, from light to ultra. So if you need a little backup or all-day protection, there's a pair for you. Unlike bulky protection, Knix feels barely there with soft fabrics, moisture-wicking layers, and anti-odor technology that keeps you feeling fresh and confident. Wear them to work, running errands, traveling, even overnight. Plus, they're machine washable, so you can wear them again and again. Find your perfect level of protection at knix.com and get 15% off with code FLOW15. That's knix.com, code FLOW15. That's knix.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
You're on The Burt Show.
Y'all remember that dude, Jayquad, the homeless guy we had on for a while?
Quad J. Quad J is a different guy.
Quad J. Rosemary on line one is calling up to say he just got arrested.
Oh, no.
Really?
Oh, no.
If you're a new Burt Show listener, Quad J was this homeless guy we were talking to for a while. Mm-hmm. Dude had like the greatest attitude ever, man.
Sweet.
He like chose to be homeless, he said. Mm-hmm. And just a super good attitude, right? And Rosemary said that either she saw him this morning or recently get arrested. Hey, Rosemary.
Hey.
Hey.
Good morning.
What happened?
Well, I don't know. I was just driving by on my way to work, and I mean, I'm assuming it's him because it was in his spot and it looked like him. And he was handcuffed, and they were, you know, putting him in the car.
Oh,
no. I don't know.
Now that's we were introduced to him by producer Natalie. Who saw this guy every day and was just really curious who he was. Yeah. So she stopped one day to talk to him, and then we got him on. So maybe tomorrow morning we'll have her stop by there again or do some research later on today and find out what happened.
And we have to add a fifth J for jail.
Oh, man.
That's the drag.
Okay, we'll keep you posted if we find anything out, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Thanks, bye-bye.
All right, bye.
Listen, it's The Burt Show.
So I say, I heard we have ourselves a great movie.
Audiences are going loony for Coyote versus Acme.
Couldn't agree more.
And critics are calling it a wildly entertaining movie.
I'm here for the Annie and any pantsless modeling gig.
Ingenious.
Exactly.
Chaotic comedy fun.
Exactly.
A family-friendly blockbuster.
Yeah, of course.
And pure movie magic.
Pretty flattering. Think things like this make us look pretty good in the public eye.
Beep, beep.
Coyote versus Acme. In theaters this Friday. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
There's a fire inside you you can't ignore. Stand still? Not a chance. You're a lifelong learner who's come this far. Now, we are here to help you keep going further. Capella University, what can't you do? Visit capella.edu to learn more.